Living in the U.S. shortens your lifespan by 8 years. The U.S. bottomed out at about 77 years. Japan is at 85.
We have the worst health outcomes here, and we pay twice as much. It becomes very visible what's actually impacting that. You have to look at your nutrition, your exercise, your sleep, and your stress, and then your healthcare access. Over 90% of Americans aren't meeting dietary guidelines. Most Americans are eating the majority of their diet as these ultra-processed foods. Over 80% of Americans aren't meeting baseline physical activity guidelines. The average American only walks 3,000 to 4,000 steps a day. We have a built environment where millions of Americans don't have access to safe sidewalks or parks. Our cities and towns aren't walkable and bikeable. We have a terrible public transportation system. And then you have stress and sleep. We're overstressed. We're underslept. Most Americans are not meeting sleep guidelines, and we work more hours than any other high-income country. So all of those things really play into what they term epidemic of lifestyle-related chronic disease. It's not because the science isn't there to tell us what we should be doing. It's because we're setting systems up for the majority of people to fail.